Four of the five young British people who were arrested, some of them say brutally, by the Italian police in Genoa are on their way home. Overnight, lawyers tried to prevent their deportation, but earlier today the British consul confirmed that they would be on a flight back to Britain this morning. A fifth Briton, however, is remaining in hospital in Genoa. He's Mark Covell, and until now we've only heard about him second-hand. He's not been allowed to talk to anyone from the media. Well, now, our reporter from today, Zubeda Malik, has managed to get into the hospital and get an interview with him. She's still in Genoa. Zubeda, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. This is a city still trying to come to terms with the weekend of violence. Genoa is rife with paranoia and rumours are swirling around as to what the police did and did not do. Rumours reinforced by the treatment of the five British protesters. Mark Covell is one of them. He says he was so badly beaten up by the police that he's ended up in hospital, which is where I spoke to him late last night. He started off by describing what happened to him.
I rushed out with another person from Indymedia. They were just locking the gates of the school, and we shouted Indymedia, Indymedia, and they opened it up, and we both rushed out, Sebastian and me. I then ran smack straight into a carabinieri. Didn't stand a chance. I was immediately hit over the head. He then pushed me up against the wall, and I fell over. And then about 10 carabinieri policemen then proceeded to hit me non-stop for about 5 minutes, kicking me, punching me, hitting me with their batons, their shields. It was just no mercy. Then as I opened my eyes, I began to realise what was going on around me. There was about 400 carabinieri in the street, and I was the only person, activist there. There was no one else, just police.
Do you know why they targeted you and some of your colleagues?
Much later on in the ambulance, I was given the reason by the ambulance men that they carabinieri raided because they thought there was rioting going on inside the school, which is totally untrue. Anyway, next thing that happened to me, there was about 50 carabinieri charged past me down to the bottom of Battististi. And as they did that, each one of them came running past me and kicked me. And then behind me, I heard this van crash through the gates of the school. And more carabinieri started kicking me. And for the third time, it was just endless. I really thought I was dying. It's a horrible thing when you hear your bones breaking inside you. And after a while, I just tried to keep one eye open and try to stay alive. I then finally blacked out and couldn't remember anymore until I woke up in hospital.
Could you just describe some of your injuries to us?
Well, I've got a punctured lung, left lung, in several places. I had massive internal bleeding. I've got, I don't know how many broken ribs. I can barely move my left arm and shoulder. I haven't even tried to walk yet, but every time I get up, I lose all motor sense. I feel very dizzy. Basically, my entire left side is just basically black and blue.
Can you categorically deny being involved in any of the violence and the demonstrations?
Yes, I can categorically deny. I spent both days doing news dispatch on the third floor of the GSF building. There was only about 10 or 15 of us working on the computers. So I was never on the streets. In fact, it was considered way too dangerous for me.
You've been painted in some sections of the media as some kind of mastermind and leader. What would you say to that?
No, by all means not.
How are you treated once you're in hospital by the police and the local authorities?
I had a 24-hour armed guard outside for 4 days. I learned that I was under arrest. And it was only until today did I find out what for. and it looks like, I still haven't had a proper translation, but being a member of Black Bloc, which is preposterous, really.
Are you going to be taking any further action at all about the way you've been treated?
Oh, yes, definitely. But I wish to get out of this country because apparently Carabinieri are the fourth arm of government. I'm not taking any chances. I'm just going to fix myself up and then get back.
Well, earlier I spoke to Alderman Giancarlo Bonafai and asked him how concerned was he about the allegations of police brutality.
I think the city council is really concerned, and the mayor expressed this concern even in a meeting that we had 2 days ago in town. I mean, it's something that didn't happen in Italy for the last 25 years, that a protester has been killed during a protest in the street, and it never happened in Genova at all.
Doesn't really give Genoa a good name, or Italy?
Well, not at all, because I think that Genova, even through, and Italy, even through the trouble we had in the past years, was always known as a place where civil rights were respected. Of course, this kind of behaving doesn't help our image.
Do the police normally behave like this, or how unusual is it?
Well, as I said, I mean, it didn't happen, killing didn't happen during a protest in the last 25 years in all the countries, so it's not a normal behaving. We think that especially what happened in the school in the night between Saturday and Sunday was particularly bad.
But what about people being beaten up in police custody?
Well, even that, I mean, we have some episodes that even lawyers are collecting that happen in quarters of the police, even in Bolzaneto in the north of Genova, where some brutality seems to have happened. This is a matter, of course, for the courts to discuss with the judge to investigate, and we hope this is done really soon and quickly.
Will you be holding a public inquiry?
Well, I know that in Parliament, deputies ask for a public inquiry. The courts were already inquiring, and even the council called for an inquiry, yes.
Well, that was Giancarlo Bonafai, who was a local city councillor in Genoa, talking to Zubeda Malik, whose interview with Mark Covell you heard a moment before. And we're joined now by Lord Avery, Liberal Democrat peer, of course, human rights lawyer, concerned about human rights questions of the sort that we've been discussing this morning. Lord Avery, what do you make of this case as far as you can judge the evidence you've heard?
Well, I think that Mark Covell's in experience is a horrific one. I certainly hope that he will pursue his complaints, and I hope there is a proper mechanism for them to be looked into and for the police officers who committed these acts of violence against him to be disciplined.
And it sounds from the city councillor to whom we spoke there that there might be quite a bit of concern in Italy.
Yes.
On a normal human rights grounds, but also because of what it does to the reputation of the city.
I was very glad to hear what the mayor was saying and the action being taken in the parliament. I think, I mean, that does indicate that politically there isn't any collaboration with the police, and that disciplinary action will be taken as you would expect.
It's a curious situation we're in, isn't it? Because we're in the EU, we're subject to the Human Rights Act, which is in our courts in all sorts of ways now. We sort of assume that behaviour across the EU is similar, and yet we find that 4 or 5 people are held for 4 or 5 days. They don't even get to make a phone call home. They've got no access to consular advice. It's an extraordinary situation, isn't it?
Well, we do think that that's extraordinary, but it could happen in the UK because, after all, we have laws which allow us to detain people in custody without access to lawyer for as many as 5 days. And if they were classed as terrorists, they could be charged with offences similar to those that were committed by the GSF people in Genoa, serious damage to property. Now, is included in the definition of terrorism. So you could have protesters in Manchester, say, who were engaged in similar actions to those we saw in Genoa, and who would be charged with very serious offences before the court.
Without any evidence being brought, because if what Mr. Covell says is true, and we take it at face value, he wasn't even on the street.
They wouldn't have to see the evidence until several days after the alleged offence was committed, because, of course, in terrorist offences, people can be detained for a number of days without access to a lawyer or without being brought before a court. So the police would have every opportunity of making evidence against them on charges which were included in the definition of terrorism.
Lord Avebury, thank you very much.